Some of our listeners will remember with fond memories perhaps the ministry of Pastor Willie Mullen of the Baptist Church in Lurgan. His ministry wasn't confined to Lurgan, although he did way back in the 1960s, maybe even the 50s before that, and on into the 1970s. He had the largest Bible study in Europe, and many young Christians were built up on their faith under the ministry, the teaching ministry and preaching ministry of Pastor Willie Mullen. I was over at some friends recently and they were clearing out their garage and they had come across this old vinyl record of the preaching ministry of Pastor Willie Mullen. And I was interested to see the photograph of him on the front of the record sleeve. It's very difficult, even on the internet, to find any good pictures of Willie Mullen. His little book, Tramp After God, has a photograph of him on the front cover. But it's very difficult to come across a decent photograph of Pastor Willie Mullen. Just not sure where this picture was taken. I'm guessing perhaps Hillsborough Park Lake in the County Down. But there you have it, Pastor Willie Mullen. And many of our listeners will have fond memories of God's servant. There's some singing in this here and also some preaching ministry as well. Whenever Willie Mullen was a young convert, saved out of a lifestyle of deep sin and immorality, the Lord really began to use him and bless him. And the very first sermon that Willie Mullen preached was based on Psalm 37. If you ever listen to his testimony, sometimes he relates the story as he did in various interviews. He was working, hands-on work in a garden nursery. And somebody asked him if he would consider preaching at a particular meeting. And Willie Mullen says, well, I will preach if God lays something on my heart, but only if God gives me a message. And so during his own devotional readings and his own studies, he was reading in the book of Psalms. And he was reading in Psalm 37. And Psalm 37 is a wonderful, wonderful old psalm. And it says in verse number 3, trust in the Lord. It says in verse number 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. It says in verse number 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. It says in verse number 7, rest in the Lord. And then in verse number 34, it says, wait on the Lord. And in verse 23, we have the words, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And as Willie Mullen was looking at this psalm and reading this psalm and praying over it, he noticed those verses that we have read. Trust in the Lord, delight thyself in the Lord, commit thy way unto the Lord, rest in the Lord, and wait on the Lord. And he discovered and learned that these are steps in the life of every Christian. These are the steps of a believer. And as it says in verse number 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I wonder today, are you walking with God? I wonder, have you taken that first step that it speaks of in verse number 3? Trust in the Lord. The Christian life begins with trusting Christ as your Saviour. And it is also a life of continual trust. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. So we enter the Christian life, we experience salvation by faith alone. But the Bible also says the just shall live by faith. And so, yes, it's important to trust the Lord for the first time, but it's important to continue trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Then verse number 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. The scripture says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Christian needs to take their joy and their happiness not from the things of this world, but the Christian needs to delight themselves in the Lord. And maybe you've lost that joy and you need to pray like the psalmist David in Psalm 51, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Trust in the Lord, delight thyself in the Lord. Then verse number 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. That speaks of a life of commitment, a life of trust, a life of surrender. The word commit literally means to roll or throw everything into the hand of the Lord. And the Lord wants us to commit ourselves completely and fully to him. It speaks of consecration It speaks of a life of surrender. These are the steps of the Christian. Trust the Lord, delight thyself in the Lord, commit thy way unto the Lord. And then once you've done that, you can rest in the Lord. That speaks of peace. It speaks of contentment, resting in the Lord. And many people don't enjoy peace in life. Even many professing believers don't really rest in the Lord because they really haven't trusted the Lord completely. They're maybe not delighting themselves in the Lord, and they maybe haven't committed everything that they are and have unto Him. But once we trust the Lord and delight ourselves in the Lord and commit our way unto the Lord, we can rest in the Lord. And then it speaks in verse number 34 of waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. That speaks of expectancy. And whenever we pray, we can expect answers. Whenever we labor and live for God, we can expect fruit, but we can also wait upon the coming again of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Willie Mullins' first sermon. And there you have it. May God bless your friends today. Thank you for joining us. And if you want to put a wee comment, if you remember the ministry of Willie Mullins, we'd be happy for you to do that. Friends, see you again next time. God bless.